Hi, this is Jake Shimabukuro, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Landon. I am 10 years old, and I play the piano. You are listening to Kids Can View on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Landon. You can join Landon on our show. Find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. We continue now with part two of Tremonisha, the opera by Scott Joplin. Yesterday, we met Tremonisha and the other sharecroppers she lives with in her little town in the forest, and she said no to a big, fake bag of luck. The conjurer, Zadzatrik, got chased off, and the opera continues. They begin their workday with singing and dancing.
There was a man before the war. He didn't like his modern law.
Tremonisha notices that some of the women are wearing wreaths around their heads, and she wants one too. She's about to take some branches from the tree outside her home when her mom says, "Oh, no, no, stop. This tree is sacred." So then Manisha tells Tremonisha the story of how she was found under the tree and the education that she received. She tells Tremonisha not to take any branches or leaves from the tree, but just go into the woods, get them from another tree. So Tremonisha and her friend Lucy go to the dense forest to get materials from a different tree to make a wreath. Now, while they are in the forest, Zadzatrik sees an opportunity to bring some bad luck to Tremonisha and kidnaps her. So when Lucy returns to the community without her, they have to figure out what to do. As a result, they're very confused. So here's today's music. Confusion. It's performed by the Houston Grand Opera Orchestra and Chorus.
Look, Lucy is coming back. I don't see it, Tremonisha. I hope there's nothing wrong. Lucy has something over her mouth, and her hands are tied behind her.
What is it? What's wrong, Lucy?
Trifling such a trick until he runs like a big cur dog, and I'll kill that scoundrel Lahadud just like I would kill a hog.
On this scarecrow, all through the woods I roam to scare away the hunters and the great nation.
Oh,
Uh-oh. Tremonisha is in trouble. That was Confusion from Tremonisha by Scott Joplin. Gunther Schuller conducted the Houston Grand Opera Orchestra and Chorus that featured Cora Johnson as the very worried Lucy. Now, tomorrow, Tremonisha deals with wasps' nests and hungry bears. Whoa! All right, kids commuters, time to check in with our Quizlet. We will ask you this question all week. If you're right, we'll send you a little prize envelope with a token of our esteem. Tell everyone how smart you are and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. And a whole bunch of you, I'm very excited to say, have gotten this question right without any hints. The question was, I'm proud of you. Question is, what lady stood up for civil rights by sitting down? And congrats to Mario, Catherine, and Hector in Traverse City, Adam in Petoskey, Fiona in Reed City, Dorothy and Parker in Memphis, Tennessee, and Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin. All of you figured this out with no hints. Here is a hint for you if you don't know yet. What lady stood up for civil rights by sitting down? Hint, she sat down on December the 1st, 1955. Do you know what the answer is yet? Text it to us with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. Congrats to our Quizlet aces so far this week. I'm sure a bunch of you are going to get this right. That's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.